Whoa. Isn't this show supposed to be about quiet times? Well, it doesn't have to be boring. Oh yeah, what's up? How you doing out there? You doing awesome? Are you doing amazing? Yeah, this is Wandile K, Mr. Mawanza, all the way from Johannesburg, South Africa, a place to be, an awesome country to be just for you. You gotta come through down here, and man, it's awesome. It's an awesome country for you, especially for this December holidays. You know, as we're coming to the end of the year, you know, the year has literally come so fast, and it's like literally shwah. And now almost like ending there and all that, you're probably asking yourself, what have I done so far to accomplish my mission, to accomplish your mission out there within this year, within the 2019 year and so forth. You know, as I say, the year's about to end right now. Even myself, at times when I look at the calendar, I'm like, what? The year's about to end. Wow. You know, we only have like about 7 to 8 weeks, I'm not sure, if not mistaken, 7 to 8 weeks left until the year ends, you know. So you would be asking yourself, what have you done so far that to accomplish your mission? If you haven't accomplished your mission, well, it's not too late. You can use this 7 weeks left of the year, and believe me, you will accomplish this your mission and so forth. And not forgetting, I'm not here all alone, because you're thinking, where's your partner in Christ and all that? Don't worry, he's right here next to me, and his name is Luando.
Yeah, what's up, man?
I'm good, and you?
Doing well. Yeah, like, surprised this guy is so quiet. Yeah, man, I'm doing well. It's very hot.
Yeah.
As you said, in South Africa, it's very hot because they are hot people.
Hot people.
Yeah.
How are they? That's hot? Right. Is there flames coming out of them?
No. Good-looking guys, good-looking women, children of God. Yeah.
Yeah.
God is too much.
Yeah.
Yeah. All the glory to God.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ah, we're doing well, man. We're doing well.
Mm.
And I see you excited, even though you're sweating. Like, you know, I don't know. The reason why is like, just keep it down. Keep it cool. I don't want to sweat like you.
Yeah, man, it's literally
it looks like you're struggling to breathe.
Yeah, it's literally hot where we doing our shows and all that. But even our studio is so hot in a way that
outside is hot.
Yes, everywhere is hot, man. You
go back home, it's hot.
Mm,
but yourself, you look at yourself, you're hot too.
Yeah. Yeah, that's all. Luando always cuts his hair and shaves and all that. But he still, yeah, he looks. Yeah. And I was, yeah, welcome
no,
to
no,
also.
No, wait.
What?
I make sure to open for that.
What?
I just say such about me, and then you decide to go on. Finish what you were saying.
You know, I mostly say to a lady that you look good. Now you're a guy, so now it sounds. Never mind. But you, yeah.
Oh, this guy wanted to say I look good.
Yeah.
Your brother, man. You know?
Yeah. Nevertheless, welcome to an awesome, amazing show. You almost say kite. 3, 2, 1. Nevertheless, welcome to our awesome, amazing show, Quiet Times on Intensity. As I said, it's Wandile K, Mr. Mawanza, and I'm here with Mr. Luandos. You know, this is a show where we just give you out there the word of God out there. We inspire you with the word of God. We encourage you with the word of God. Some on the line, you know, probably you feel depressed out there. You feel stressed out there. You feel like, you know what, things are going hectic, out of the bloom and so forth. But now, you know what, this is a show where we just lift your smile up. You know, some of you depressed, you look angry, so we just make you smile. You know that emoji thing from WhatsApp or wherever you see it on the social media. You know, from sad to smile. So we that show that we just give you that smile, that excitement of life, that excitement of knowing that, you know what, Jesus loves you and he lives inside of you and so forth. So yeah.
This is Given Illustrative Masilela. You're listening to Active FM. Christ music is hot music.
I can feel it coming inside of my body. Sometimes it shows up unannounced. It doesn't matter what I call it, and I never could own it. Sometimes it some kind of joy, some kind of hope. It's wonder love, lifting us up above, taking me to you, making us feel so brand new. It's wonder love, lifting us up above, taking me to you, making us feel so brand new. It's wonder love. Like a deep sea clear blue, I'm drawn into your mystery. Like a new creation, like a revelation, I'm seeing life the way you see. I feel a jolt, a lightning bolt, some kind of joy, some kind of hope. It's wonder love, lifting us up. Feel so brand new. It's wonder love, lifting us up above, taking me to you, making us feel so brand new. It's wonder love. Sometimes it stops me in my tracks. When I get heavy, it gets black. It takes me out of my own head. It makes me feel for you instead. It always comes as a surprise. It's making me feel so alive, so alive. I feel a jolt, a lightning bolt. It's wonder love, lifting us up. So brand new, it's wonder love, lifting us up above, taking me to you, making us feel so brand new. It's wonder love, lifting us up above, taking me to you, making us feel so brand new. It's wonder love.
Christ's music is heart music. Active FM. Christ's music is heart music.
Christ's music is heart music. As I said before we went to the song, I was speaking about that. You know what? Here in the show, you might be disappointed or you might be depressed out there. You might be stressed out there and all that. Here in this show called Quiet Times on Intensity, we just take out that disappointment out of you and we just put a smile on your face to know that, you know what, Jesus loves you so much. And yeah, otherwise don't forget to visit us on our awesome website, www.activefm.co.za. you can catch all the amazing shows out there, from Intensity, from Carl's show to fashion. If you know that you love fashion just like me, I don't know about Luando, but me, I love fashion. Do you love fashion?
I love clothes.
Or just love clothes, not fashion. You know, yeah. There's this other fashion shows, even though I don't really watch fashion shows, but I still love fashion, but I don't really watch fashion. It's weird,
shows.
Yes.
What's wrong?
I know, it's odd. I don't really watch, but obviously when I see any TV show, they just decide to show a fashion show there, and I'm like, wow, this is awesome, trending stuff and all that, you know. And like, especially when it comes to shirts, those nice summer shirts and all that, you know. So yeah, that's coming from the fashion show. You can listen to that on our awesome Active FM. You know, it's an awesome place to be for you to listen to all the shows out there. And don't forget to visit us on our awesome Facebook page @ActiveFM247/@ActiveFM247. And also, don't forget to visit us on our awesome Instagram page @ActiveFM247. So, Luando, I can see you're excited to just tell us, what is it that we are going to speak to you about?
Looking after yourself. Looking after yourself.
Looking after ourselves. Okay. Where is it going?
Looking after yourself.
Mm-hmm.
basically, it's what you eat, what you wear, who you are.
Yeah.
Taking care of you.
Yeah.
And staying away from things that can hurt you. You know, sometimes stupid conversation that you can have with people where you end up discussing stuff. You see what I'm saying? Staying away from teasing people. Because, you know, it's so easy to mock people when you are with other people.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Yeah, so I think it may sound simple, but to be honest, it's not simple for most of us. Because it's not just how it sounds, but it needs to be applied. You see what I'm saying? So it needs to be applied. We're talking about looking after yourself. That's what we're looking at right now at this moment. And it may sound simple, but guess what? Especially us as guys, we don't get this one right. And it's like a list, but it's like daily things that you need to be doing. So first thing, you wake up, you pray, and then you plan, you read your Bible. So that means you planning also involves whatever that you're going to be doing in a day, with whatever task that you will be doing has to have an estimated time. How long is it going to take? And knowing at the same time, what is this that you want to achieve at the end of the day? Another thing, so planning is very important. That's the thing that we need to get. Planning is very important. You don't plan, you can't solve problems. And to be honest, if we don't plan, it's actually the same as being disobedient to God. Because there's no way that you're going to apply the word of God unless you plan to apply the word of God.
Yeah.
And that's actually the thing. And another thing is the budget. As a guy, you need to have a budget.
Yeah.
So that's like a monthly thing that you need to have. You know your expenses, you know your income, you know how much you can save. I don't know how, it depends on how you spend, but you know it's very important to do what to have a budget. But you know that doing a budget is actually planning for your finances. You see, and whatever that you don't plan for means it's not important to you. And then but now what I love is that, you know, you can actually do a budget for, like, in advance. You can have the whole budget for next year.
Yeah.
You see, I know things change. Sometimes you get more money, you get paid more money. You see, but things actually do what? Things change. But you know what you're supposed to be achieving. You know what you want to achieve. And one thing I've realized with the budget is that there's actually a build-up. Because once you achieve something with your finances at the end of the month, that thing helps you to achieve more. You see, so there's so much that we have. And even if it's something that's small, you know, you're not even getting enough, like, money. But, you know, how do you make it useful? And, you know, when you plan for your finances, your money actually becomes useful. And then another thing, it's this is something that we need to do daily. We need to look after our bodies. So, which means, so there are two things here involved. That means you need to go to gym. Because it's very important to stay healthy and look after yourself. And, you know, there are things that we don't have, unnecessary stuff that we can actually go through, certain headaches and your body sore and all that. Why? Because there's no exercising. And it does actually say, you know, the Bible say our bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit. So, which means our bodies should be presentable. And it's not to brag, like, you know, post a picture of you, there you are on Facebook, your six-pack, there you are with your figure and all that. No, it's just about looking, staying healthy. And another thing is that But you can't just exercise physical only. That's why you need to be doing your daily devotions in the morning, spending time with God. That's why we call this show Active FM Quiet Time Show on Intensity. Why? Because we help people to connect with God. And it's amazing because when you connect with God, you read your Bible spiritually, I mean, including your soul, your thinking, you know, gets to exercise. You understand? Gets to be tough, gets to be strong, and that means you adding more strong muscles to what you are thinking, to how you see, and you strengthen inside. You see what I'm saying? So that's one of the things that's very important. And then one of the things that's important is what you eat. And to be honest, not that we perfect, and I'm talking about this thing like perfect. No, not at all. You see, not at all. So you have to eat proper. And sometimes, I know, because that's how we are, some of us here in our nation, especially these guys, hey, we eat, man. Yeah. You know, to a point where you can't breathe proper, or your stomach is sore. We should take it easy.
Yeah,
you see, it's not like food is gonna run away. We should take it easy. Why? Because we're looking after ourselves. And some of the times is that, you know, you can be going through so much pain because you're starving. You just starve yourself and you feel the pain while you're starving. Don't allow that to happen. Except if you're fasting and then that happens, but don't starve yourself until you're experiencing this pain in your body. These pains in your body. So it's very important that you look after yourself. And then also another thing, how organized are you? I think this is amazing. You know, as guys, if we can actually get these things right. I'm a guy, so I know how to apply these things. I know where I fail. I know the results of these things. And just being organized, me being organized, so I don't have that much for women. But I believe there are things that you as a woman, you can take there and say, I'm going to, like, your devotion in the morning and planning your work and budget. And yeah, so I think most of the things also apply to women too. So talking about looking after yourself, what do you have to say, AK Mawanza?
Yeah, you know, when you're speaking about this things of, like, you know, I've got a, in terms of budgeting, in terms of how we eat, in terms of how we actually look after our own stuff, our own body, and so forth. What is it that we eat? You know, at times, which yeah, it's correct with all those things, because, you know, like, let me go to in terms of how do we look after ourselves. Are we healthy enough that, you know, that you can see that, okay, I'm really looking after myself? Because there are times where, like, you know what, we just love junk food, you know. Even myself, you know, there are times where I just eat lot of junk food, and then that, and then probably in the afternoon is junk food, and then now in the evening, that's when I'm like, ah, no, I can't take junk food anymore. Then I go to healthy food because it's in the evening. Then in the morning, it's healthy food because I can't. With me, you know, like, I don't know with other people, how do you do this? Like, they somehow they leave their house in the morning without eating in the morning. I'm like, how do you guys do that? Unless then we fast. Yeah, that's fine. But now, when you don't fast, just decide, I don't need to eat in the morning, I'm fine. I'll eat in the afternoon and all that. I'm like, no, now you do that, because that's the most important meal of the day and all that. With me, literally, I can't leave the house in the morning without eating. Because I can see that if I don't eat, I'm not going to concentrate properly in terms of work, in terms of and all that, you know. So what's important is that, you know what, we got to look after ourselves a lot. We got to eat proper food. We got to eat proper food in a way that, you know what, this food that you are eating is healthy enough. Because somewhere in the line, you're going to realize that, wait, the food, the unhealthy food that you're eating all the time, the food that might probably mess up your system inside of you and so forth. You know, because I remember with this one guy, it was a show that I was watching on TV, where they were showing this one guy that literally he was eating nonstop, but with him, It's, you know, in South Africa we have this thing, it's a disease. I don't know if it's a disease or something, but it's, we call it obesity. You know, that's when like people are eating eating a lot until they become so big, so big, and then become so hard that hard to even exercise to get away from that. So now this show that I was watching, it's one of the shows, they stopped playing it now, where this guy was literally so big. Like literally, like now, in a way that, you know, it started as a young child, as probably like 20s, in the 20s, and he started eating a lot and all that and so forth, until he got to the point where like now he's so big that he can't even leave his house anymore. He can't leave his house anymore and so forth, you know. And that's where we know that, you know, we've got to be careful of how we're eating, because now we can be saying we love food and all that, but now are we careful enough that, you know what, you don't want to be so such in a state where, like, you know what, you cannot even leave the house anymore, or be in a state where, like, now when you exercise it's hard, because of those unhealthy food and all that, and now it's messing up with your system of being able to exercise properly. And it's very important to exercise, because that's where, like, now, like with me, like you were speaking about gym, and that's my thing, man, you know. Like, I love gymming and all that and so forth, and it's very important that, you know, we got to exercise our bodies and so forth, because you cannot be living a life without exercising, because you need to exercise yourself. Because why? Because you are looking after your body, you are looking after yourself, and also budgeting and so forth. So yeah, those are the few things that I was looking at while you're speaking and so forth.
So another thing, for me, it's being organized.
Yeah.
You know, at work, being organized at work, being organized at home.
Yeah.
And I know it may look like something that's hidden and no one will notice, but somehow, somewhere, it just displays itself in your character.
Yeah.
Like to say, you know, how does your room look like? You know what I'm saying? How does your wardrobe look like? And are you a dirty person with just, you know, putting papers all over? That's not being organized. You know, in our nation, I see it most of the times where there you are, you're driving, and next thing someone just stops the car, and then they put whatever paper on the streets. I'm like, car, serious? And these things, they actually happen. But now you can actually see, but this is being, it's actually neglecting stuff. You don't care about the environment, you don't care about other people, you see what I'm saying? So it's very important that we organize everything for ourselves, you stay organized and staying clean. You can't be a dude and you're not bathing, maybe skipping a day and you're not bathing.
Yeah.
And another thing is that you even the clothes that you wear, you have to be presentable. That's you being organized. And that's the thing. That means wherever you go, even how you work, you organize. Mm. And it's very important. And imagine if everyone just in our nation was able to do that, how far we would be as a nation. Because that means it's not just the like an event or something that you need to do to get money, but it just covers everything.
Yeah.
They will love you at home. They will love you at work. Mm-hmm. They will love you at church and all that. As we said, you know, it all starts, you know, with connecting with God, because we learn these things from God. I mean, look at creation, how all creation is organized and how everything, there's enough space for everything to breathe. And everything is just organized, and everything has this common ground where everything works together. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? And already that reflects, because you can actually look at what surrounds me and how I set my environment, and you can actually see the kind of a person that I am. And I believe it's the same thing. We can look at the world, our creation, and we can see how God is, because he created these things. Now, looking at just two verses, Judges chapter 2 verse 10 says, after that whole generation had been gathered to their ancestors, another generation grew up who knew neither the Lord know what he had done for Israel. Then the Lord did evil in the eyes of the Lord and served the Baals. And guess what happened? So they forsook God and they were attacked. And here are the other things that say, you know, but when the church died, the people returned to ways more corrupt than those of their ancestors. You go to Judges 3, you actually see the same thing in verse 7. It says, the Israelites did evil in the eyes of the Lord. You go back to, verse 12 of the same chapter. It says, again, the Israelites did evil in the eyes of God because they did evil in the eyes of God. The Lord actually gave Elgon, king of Moab, power over Israel. And that's the thing. You know, the fact that, you know, we lost the glory because of sin, because we were doing our own evil things. And guess what happened? We lost everything.
Yeah.
We actually lost everything. We lost being organized. We lost being, you know, having structure in our lives and taking care of who we are, because we have no more God. And God is the biggest part of our lives that's actually organized and that everything in our lives flows through us from God, because God is part of us, you know. Just to encourage people out there to stay in the Lord, to stay in Jesus. You know, the Bible speaks about Jesus having government on his shoulders, which means Jesus is here to restore us. I mean, how we live and how we see things. And I've seen that in my life. You know, one of the things that we should also be fighting, this thing of coming late, sometimes work or whatever meeting. So those are the things that it's small things, but when you do them, you just see these, you know, big results.
Yeah.
Rapid Trade is passionate about mobility and solutions that make a difference in your business. From mobile sales and sales management to van sales and proof of delivery. For a demo, call Rapid Trade at 011-493-9755. Rapid Trade, ahead of the game.
Yeah, so yeah, literally, we know this small things, as you said earlier on, that, you know, it starts with small things in terms of looking after yourself and so forth, in terms of budget, in terms of organizing yourself, in terms of being healthy, in terms of exercising, all those things, that all those things, it starts small. And somewhere in the line, when you carry on doing that, believe me, somewhere in the line, it's gonna help you and so forth. So let's look after ourselves. Let's look after ourselves, because let me tell you, if you look after yourself, I'm telling you, Jesus is already living in you. Yeah. I'm not saying he's not living inside of you if you don't look after yourself. he's still living inside of you. But what I'm saying is that, you know what, you get to conquer more when you look after yourself, you know. So yeah, so Luanda's gonna lead us to an awesome prayer out there, and then yeah.
If you want to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, can pray this prayer. Dear Jesus,
I accept you
as my Lord and Savior.
Please
come live in me.
Please come
be my everything.
Amen. Yeah, thank you guys for listening to our awesome, amazing show where we spoke about look after yourself. Yeah, are you looking after yourself? I'm looking after myself. Rwanda's looking after himself. So yeah, thank you guys for listening to our awesome, amazing show. I hope you got inspired there and so forth. Don't forget to visit us on our awesome website, www.activefm.co.za, and also don't forget to visit us on our awesome Facebook page, /activefm247, and also don't forget to visit us on our awesome Instagram page @activefm247. You can also catch all our Active FM shows that were podcast on our awesome YouTube channel called Active TV, and that's where you can catch all the podcasted shows out there, probably every Friday, etc. So otherwise, we're gonna leave you with some awesome music out there. Otherwise, myself, Wandile K, Mr. Mounds, and Mr. Luandos, we are signing out. Peace out and God bless.
Dropping rhymes like waste, remain radioactive.
Active FM, Christ's music is heart music.